WDEV News Time 4:43, and we're trying to keep cool, all of us, and that includes our friend Kyle at Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. I actually left work a little bit early because I had to go to the grocery store and pick up some stuff. So I got to go resupply my son and his friends. So they're hiking the Long Trail. We dropped them off a week ago at the Massachusetts border, and I'm going to meet them on Route 73 tomorrow and give them some treats and hopefully some cold stuff because I'm sure they're ready for that.
Hiking the Long Trail today. That sounds challenging.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, and on the topic of needing cool, the correct ways to use fans.
So a lot of people came in today. We ordered what we could ahead of time as far as air conditioning units, and I don't think we have any left by the end of the day. So one thing you want to do, obviously, before you think about putting in an air conditioner is make sure that your wiring is in good enough shape to handle that much demand on the circuitry. So just make sure that there's not a lot of other appliances that use a lot of juice that are plugged in on the same circuit. The conversation I have with people when they buy one is, you know, if they have a outlet that's a little too far away, you're going to want to make sure that if you do use an extension cord, you use something that's a heavier gauge copper wire, like a number 12 copper extension cord to supply that unit so that you don't run into problems with blown breakers or melted outlets or cords. So that's one of the big things that I go over as far as air conditioning goes. And then a lot of people, I know I myself live in a raised ranch, so what I do on days like this is I actually put a fan at the bottom of my stairs, which is subterranean, obviously on the inside of the foundation, so it always stays nice and cool down there, and I blow the cold air upstairs. So people should remember that heat rises, so the highest point in your house is obviously going to be the hottest, so anything you can do to move the cool air from bottom floors up with a fan is going to be a cheaper way to cool than it is with an air conditioner.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, of course, the basement or the cement floor would be good, and I'm thinking the attic, if you don't have that ventilated properly, that sounds like that could be a real bunch of trouble for you, too.
Yeah, so I've been talking actually with a lot of roofing contractors who have been busy. I know their phones are ringing off the hook today as well. And today is definitely the day that if you're on the second floor, you know, and maybe you open a closet you don't open very often, you know, maybe to put towels away or clothes away, you're going to realize that those top shelves are getting pretty hot. So you want to make sure you have adequate ventilation. Roof. I know there's some different ways to do it if you have a metal roof. But as far as asphalt shingles, it sounds kind of silly because we know roofs get hot, but you want to keep that surface as cool as possible. And airflow is definitely the way to do it. Otherwise, you're gonna bake your shingles and run into roofing problems.
Yeah, your cell sounds like it's starting to go funny. So I want to remind everybody that you could go to sticksandstuff.com and reach out to folks like Kyle, who happens to be at the St. Albans location, and your locations in Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Rouse's Point.
Yep, and I hope that everybody stays safe and cool.
All right. I can tell your cell phone's about to break up there, but we'll chat with you again next week, Kyle.
Okay, everybody stay safe.